Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
Caden, can I trust you?
If I say no, will you leave?
This is kind of a secret, but I just have to tell someone.
Oh, I'm the lucky guy.
Well, I'm sure you've noticed over the years that I've lost a little off the top.
A little? I was worried you're going to start losing your skin.
It's jokes like that that I am not going to have to listen to anymore.
Oh, Howard, did you buy another toupee?
Not a toupee. A toupee system. This is brilliant. This is brilliant. It works on the principle of transubstantiation of memory. You alter the perception of your appearance by incremental augmentation of your natural growth. It comes in a leatherette attaché. You put on a different toupee every week. This way, people don't notice an abrupt change. Week one. Subtle, huh?
It looks like you ran into a spider web.
But only for a week. Week two.
Yeah, that's great, Howie. Come on, week three. Get to week three. Huh?
Now, if you saw me during the next 3 weeks, you wouldn't have noticed a change.
Oh, great. I won't have to see you for 3 weeks then.
And then, week four. One more small step to complete the subtle transformation.
It's a miracle, Howard.
The hair system?
No, that you're my boss.
Wanted to see how this looks here.
I tell you how it looks ugly.
You always said you liked it in my apartment.
That's because it was in your apartment where I didn't live.
Caden, we've been married for 6 months. I've let you keep this cabin pretty much the way you like it, but I'd like to have a little bit of me here and there.
Oh, come on. I let you put that frilly comforter thing on the bed.
Yes, and I know how attached you were to that tarp you used to sleep under.
Hey, well, come on, Christine. You can hang the painting, but don't hang it there. That's where my fish goes. You know how much I love my fish.
Caden, this happens to be an early Jared Walker. He's become one of America's premier abstract expressionist painters.
Well, it must be a big embarrassment to him.
Oh, I have had this painting appraised. It's valued at over $25,000.
$25,000? Well, you know, now that I look at it, it is a rather joyous work.
Well, now that you're in such a joyous mood, I have a favor to ask of you. You remember Robin from work?
Robin?
We went out to dinner with her and her husband. Oh, come on, Hayden, you have to remember her. She was pregnant, out to here. We ate at that little French restaurant, and she ordered all of that great food for us because she had spent over 2 years in France. And her husband just bought a new pickup?
Oh, them. I like them.
Good. Because Robin has saved my life at work so many times, and she and her husband haven't had any time alone together since their baby was born, and since this weekend is their anniversary, I thought it would be nice if we volunteered to take the baby for the weekend.
Take it where?
Here.
Oh, no, no, no,
oh,
no.
Hayden.
No, no,
Hayden,
no, no,
I'll take
no,
care
no,
of
no,
him.
No, 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 no.
I will take care of him. And besides, since we're trying to have a baby ourselves, I thought it would be great practice for us to take him.
Look, Christine, ruining a weekend taking care of your own kid is one thing. That's what parenthood is. But ruining a weekend taking care of someone else's kid, that's insane.
Hayden, he's a baby. They don't even do anything.
But who the hell wants to be around somebody like that? Besides, babies scare the hell out of me.
You won't even have to do anything, please, Hayden. And besides, we have nothing important planned for this weekend.
Nothing important? Luther and Dauber are coming over to watch the Timberwolves game tomorrow. It's a very big game. They're playing a... The Heat! They're playing the Heat! Okay, Christine, okay. Well, take the kid and let your friends have a nice weekend.
Thank you, Hayden. You know, we've been trying to get pregnant for quite a while, Hayden. Maybe this baby will bring us luck.
Oh, I'd like to think so, Christine, but... I gotta tell you, I got a feeling spending a weekend with a screaming kid is just gonna kill the few remaining sperm I have left.
The baby's going to be here any minute. Could you move your feet off the table?
You said I didn't have to do anything.
Okay. The cabin is now totally baby-proofed. Oh, they're here.
Great.
Could you at least smile a little when they get here so they won't feel like they're leaving their baby with a satanic cult? Hi!
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 Oh, come on in, Robin. Oh, there he is. Oh, isn't he lovely? Oh, isn't he Hayden?
Mm-hmm. Looks a little like Ed Asner. I mean, when he was young. Listen, Christine explained that this was only for the weekend, right?
There's more in the truck.
Listen, we really appreciate you guys doing this. Are you sure it's not too much trouble?
Oh, of course not.
Hayden?
Huh? No, trouble, no trouble. Love babies, love them. Yeah.
I really don't think Alex should give you any problems. We've had him on a strict schedule since the day he was born. His routine is all spelled out in here.
Oh, great.
All right, this is everything.
Geez, I hope there's a nanny in there.
So what happens if he does get off his schedule?
He never gets off his schedule. We never let him get off his schedule. He always takes his nap at the same time. He always takes his bottle at the same time.
Listen, don't worry. We'll be just fine. You two, you just go off and have some fun.
Thanks so much, Christine.
Where are you guys going?
The same bed and breakfast where Alex was conceived.
Yeah, just so you know, next year we're busy.
Well, I guess we should go.
Yeah,
thank you.
Oh, sure. Okay.
Thanks again, guys. We really do appreciate
Mommy loves
it.
You.
Oh,
bye.
Sure.
Okay.
Don't worry, everything will be fine.
Thanks.
Oh, Hayden. Oh, I don't know what it is about a baby, but I just feel so maternal. It just feels so right. So natural.
Man, speaking of natural.
Oh, he made a little present for us.
Present? Christine, get a grip.
Oh, come on, Alex. Come on. Let's go. Oh, Alex.
Listen to me, and listen good, okay? Do you know what this is? It's a binky. It's the only thing that stands between you and an insane asylum. If he starts crying, just stick it in his mouth, right? Calms him right down. His mother doesn't believe in them, something about codependency. But trust me, your life's not worth a nickel without it. Good luck.
Hello. Oh, hi. Oh, my God.
What?
It's the station. There's a huge industrial fire in Minneapolis.
Really?
They want to go on the air live with it.
Oh, so why are they calling you?
Well, they don't have a reporter that they can send to cover it.
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess they can't cover it then. Too bad.
Gus, could you hang on for just a second, please? Yeah, thanks. Hayden, it's Alex's nap time. Look, he's asleep already. He'll be asleep for the next 4 hours. I'll be back before he even wakes up.
No, Chrissy, you can't leave me alone with the baby. I know what's going to happen. He's going to wake up miserable. I'm going to be stuck with him, and you'll be off having a good time at your nice fire.
Hayden, that is not going to happen, and even if it did, his routine is right here in the book.
Christine, the kid can't read. He has no clue what's in this book.
Gus, could you hold on for just a second? Yes, thank you. Hayden, if he wakes up, you're just going to have to trust your instincts.
Christine, I have no instincts. Do you understand?
Is this what I can expect when we have our own child?
Oh, you are good. Okay, Gus, she's coming. Keep the fire going.
Are you sure?
Don't press it.
Okay, he should be asleep for the next 4 hours, but if for some reason he should wake up before I get home...
Well, then don't bother coming home.
You are not to feed him until 5 o'clock, and then you're to give him 8 ounces of slightly warmed formula, and don't forget to test it on your arm, and don't forget you have to stop every 2 ounces to burp him.
No, wait a second, okay. The two goes into eight, okay. That's 4 burps to a bottle. Okay, I got that.
Okay. I'll be back as soon as I can.
Right. Oh, man. Oh, jeez. Come on. Yes. What was he saying? Okay, Christine! But Christine! Daddy's gonna sing you a lullaby. And if that lullaby's not sweet, Daddy's gonna buy you a can of meat. Don't you come? Sing you a lullaby.
Okay, game starts in 10 minutes. What's that?
It's a baby. We're taking care of him for the weekend. Christine had an emergency, so she had to run off.
What's his name?
Alex.
Hello, Alex. How come you were holding him up in the air like that?
Seemed to be the only way to stop crying.
Maybe you just hook him up there somewhere.
Why don't you give him a pacifier?
Pacifier? Oh, here. Hello. Here, Dob, hold the baby.
Oh.
I had a pacifier. What the hell did I do with it?
Hello.
No, Dob, you got to keep moving him up and down, slowly. It's the only way to get him to stop crying. Hello. Where the hell's a pacifier?
Say hello to your Uncle Dober.
Luther, just cut it out, will you? You want to be paying for the kids' therapy bills for the next 20 years? Now help me find the pacifier. Come on.
Okay. Hayden, what's it look like?
It looks like a nipple.
It's been a long time, Hayden.
What the hell did I do with the damn binky?
Just calm down, Hayden. We'll find the binky. All you have to do is retrace your steps.
Coach, my arms are getting tired. Can I bounce them a little lower?
No.
Let me think. I speculate that at some point this morning, you heard the baby cry. Knowing you, Hayden, you made up some kind of excuse to go outside to get away from the screaming.
Yeah.
You decided to take a walk. It was cold out this morning, so you took your jacket. Not there. You went to the refrigerator. The walk made you thirsty. You figure, what the hell is Saturday? There's a game on this afternoon. I think I'll have a beer. It's not there. You went to the TV set because you heard Christine approaching with the baby. You knew in your heart you should help out, but you didn't want to, did you, Hayden? You figured your only escape was to pretend to be engrossed in the television set so that Christine, who we all know is a better person than you are, wouldn't bother you. You got the remote control. You sat down in the nearest chair. The force of the plop caused the bikini to fly out of your pocket and landed wedged between the cushions. Dang!
Oh, you found a bikini!
No, I found a quarter.
I don't get it. You just said everything I did this morning except for when I changed his diaper.
I'm not going in there.
Hey, excuse me, Alex.
Here we go.
And here, go clean us off, Liz.
Oh, man.
Yeah, well, geez, this worked 5 minutes ago.
I'm gonna boil some water.
No, that'll take too long. Just rinse it off in the sink, Lou.
Yeah, okay.
This isn't gonna work. Here, I'll put you down for a nap.
Yeah, just take a little snooze.
Luther?
I'm letting the water get hot.
Well, do it now.
Ah! Where do you get your water from, a nuclear reactor?
You let it run too long.
Where
the hell's the baking?
It fell down the drain.
Well, stick your hand under here and get it.
I can't. It's all the way down there. You got no stopper. You ought to get a stopper. You can lose something important down there.
We just did.
Coach, if you got a wrench, I can take the drain pipe off. Get it that way.
Oh, great. Yeah, dive the toolbox under there.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead. Where the hell are you going?
I got to get to my ice and burn myself.
How's it look, Doc?
Hey, it's good. I just need to loosen this white sword.
Oh, okay, great. I'm gonna go see if I can't get the baby to stop from crying.
I need some butter.
Until 5 o'clock.
Well,
man, heck with it. He's hungry. I mean, he's a baby. He's crying. He's hungry. Give me a bottle.
Oh, come on. Get a grip on yourself. The baby's over there.
It worked.
You did it, Coach.
Thank God.
Yeah, I knew it. He was hungry.
So, let's watch the game.
Okay. That just about does her, Al. That's as good as I'm going to get it. Yeah, I got to tell you something, Al. No offense to your parents. I think they got you pegged all wrong. You know that? You're going to stand around with... They try to control your life every minute. You're like me. You're too bullheaded for that. If I had people on my back every minute telling me what to do with my life, I'd scream my head off, too. You know, this is the longest I've ever been alone with a baby. When Kelly used to cry, I used to pass her off to her mom. No mom today, though. Yeah. We got through it. A little structural damage. Lost to a major work of art. We got through it. Yeah, you're not that scary either. You feel like sleeping? You feel like sleeping?
Hi, honey.
Hi, Christine.
Yeah, how did it go?
No problem.